Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jordan Patswold. In studio with me, I have Dina Jessmer from the Saskatchewan Abilities Council and also Tiffany Holmgren with the Western Financial Group. It's great to have both of you here. Tiffany, welcome to the Rock 98.5. This is your first stop in the studio, so welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Dina, we've chatted before many times. Yes. We were kind of joking some events that are going on. I could probably recite on behalf of the Abilities Council. Not this one, though, because this is something that's brand new, that I guess a partnership, if you will, that has been formed. Tell us what is going to be happening with Western Financial Group.
Sure. We were really happy. About a month ago, Western Financial Group approached us and basically offered to host a fundraising walk for our mental health drop-in center. It's another department of the Abilities Council, another service we provide. And of course, we were more than happy for another community partnership with all of our other events. Those are absolutely key to the success. Yorkton and surrounding area has always been very supportive of the Saskatchewan Abilities Council, so we were more than happy to partner up with Western Financial Group.
Great. So an awareness walk May 31st, going to be awesome. Tiffany, tell us more about how these events kind of are formed. It's my understanding, is it people kind of brainstorming at Western Financial Group just a cause that can be supported? Because the cause that gets supported gets bounced around from year to year, is my understanding, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Every year, Western Financial Group, the Western Communities Foundation, they have a Support the Cause walk, and every branch throughout Western Financial Group can pick a cause, and this year we chose mental health. So we reached out to the Sask Abilities, and Dina was more than happy to partner with us.
Great. So May 31st is when it's going to be happening, specifically the time of day and where and what's all going to be happening that day.
Yeah, absolutely. The fundraiser is going to be held at the Western Financial Group City Park, and registration is going to start at 10 o'clock. The walk will start at 11. It's going to go. We're going to have a barbecue out there. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be lots of fun.
Great. Do we have a route roughly outlined of where it'll take people, roughly how long it might be?
Yeah, absolutely. The walk is about a kilometer, and when you come and register at the table, we're going to give you a map, and it goes all around the city, and yeah, it's going to be great.
Awesome. What's cool, I think, with also, I guess, with this kind of thing, lots of different causes ultimately get supported from year to year, likely, I'm sure. The cause can sometimes depend on what the staff are maybe going through potentially with family members. Mental health, I guess, it fits right in there. The more and more we talk about mental health and the attempts that being are made through like Bellette's Talk Day, just the push to remove some of that stigma, I think it's going a long way, letting people know that, hey, you can be comfortable talking about some of these issues, of finding the supports that are in place, and then realizing, wow, there really are a lot of people that could use some love and support for mental health.
Oh, definitely. I think mental health is part of pretty much every person's lives. If you yourself haven't been touched by it, you know somebody that has. And so, yeah, I mean, raising that awareness for this cause is definitely important to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dina, I guess this is surprising for me. I didn't realize that there was a mental health tie-in with what the Saskatchewan Abilities Council does. But it's my understanding this is still relatively new from the Abilities Council standpoint.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years since the Mental Health Drop-In Center joined with the Saskatchewan Abilities Council. It's located at 83 North Street. So that's the sign building, formerly known or still known as the Sunshine Club. And it's in operation Monday to Friday. It's open from 9 a.m. to 3:30. And anybody from the community who feels like they could use some mental health resources or support can go in. Stop in anytime. It's strictly drop in, and you can pop in and pop out as works for you, as well as they have some evening, or we have some evening programming and evening outings as well that people can sign up for. So if anybody has any questions or would like to drop in, definitely stop in or call 782-2463, and we'd be happy to send you in the direction to chat with somebody, one of the staff directly at the drop-in center. It's been about 2 years since we've joined up with them.
All right. It's fitting, too, with this event happening May 31st, for it is Mental Health Awareness Month, so that's a perfect tie-in as the month will wrap up. Now, as well, when it comes to the center that we have in Yorkton, can we talk a little bit about the staff? Who's all there? The support when it comes to those that maybe are coming in there? Like, is there staff that they can turn to for help about certain things? Or how does that work?
The staff at the Mental Health Drop-In Center, there's a coordinator and then there's two support staff, and they can provide with resources for counseling and whatnot, but there aren't actual counseling services at the Drop-In Center.
Okay.
Some of the programming we're looking at creating with the funds that are raised are some support groups, educational pieces and whatnot, so some of the participants and clients that access the program have more resources and more information to access for their own mental health and well-being.
Well, it goes just a long way, that first step for someone to find a group of others maybe going through similar challenges, being able to relate in that empathy kind of way, realizing that there is a place for them to go, feel comfortable, feel welcome, more importantly, safe.
Yeah,
that's a huge part. So they can then from there basically be directed maybe to Sunrise Health or something like that?
Yeah, you bet. Any other of the medical fields out there that provide those mental health services. But the main goal of the drop-in center is just a no judgment place where people can go, where they can support gain some lifelong friendships and some staff engagement, personal growth through activities and peer relations.
Great. Dina Jesmer with the Saskatchewan Abilities Council joining us on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Tiffany Holmgren with Western Financial Group. They have an event every year that supports a different cause, mental health, the focus of... We're back on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Today, we're chatting with Dina Jesmer with the Saskatchewan Abilities Council, Tiffany Holmgren from Western Financial Group, and we've been talking about an event that they hold every year, but the cause that is supported changes on a year-to-year basis. Mental health is going to be getting the support this year with what the Saskatchewan Abilities Council has to offer in this part of the province. Tiffany, we were just saying, just how long has... Western Financial Group been hosting events of this nature, maybe not just in Yorkton, but in all of its branches and all over Western Canada?
Yeah, Western Financial Group, they founded the nonprofit Western Communities Foundation in 2002. So they've been running this since then.
Mm-hmm. Now, been saying May 31st, that's the date people need to remember. And unlike other walks that take place over a weekend, they bring it right into the middle of the week. And that's done intentionally in hopes that, hey, you might catch some people that wouldn't otherwise be paying attention, perhaps, to some of these community walks and awareness. And it in itself will bring awareness to mental health. And it's a great venue being right in downtown, hey?
Yeah, it's right in front of our office in that park there. And we did it specifically for a Wednesday so that people on their lunch breaks can come out. And it's going to be, right in the middle of the heart of our community. So hopefully lots of people will notice and come and, you know, check it out.
Mm-hmm. And again, people can come down as early as, is it 10:30 in the morning or just 10?
It's 10:30. Okay, I apologize. 10:30 is registration. And then the walk starts at 11. And then whenever you're done, we're going to have a barbecue. There's going to be swag bags giving out to the people that register. There's going to be door prizes that are handed out. Mm-hmm. And there'll also be prizes for top pledges as well.
Yeah, this isn't about just a Western Financial Group and the staff going about on this walk. It's open to absolutely anyone that wants to come on
everyone,
board.
Yeah.
Like other walks, people can collect pledges. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. You can pledge yourself, or you can get other people to pledge you. And when you come and register, we'll take that into consideration. And we'll give you a swag bag. And after that, people that register, you'll have a free barbecue.
Okay.
Stick around because there's going to be door prizes handed out. So
great. So is there a minimum pledge that ultimately needs to be raised for taking part in this event?
Yeah, we're asking people to bring in a minimum of $50 in pledges, and okay. that will get them access to some mental health resources that we're going to have, some pamphlets, brochures, some self-regulation techniques, and then the walk, which is we are following the 1 mile downtown Yorkton walk that YBID set up a few years ago.
Right.
So it's just going to zigzag through the downtown area, and then when folks get back from the walk, they'll be able to take part in the barbecue. And also, if people aren't walking and able to actually register, they're still welcome to come and make a donation and take part in the barbecue. So all of the walkers that receive that raise that minimum pledge receive complimentary lunch, and mm-hmm. then anybody else in the community is welcome to come out for lunch as well.
Well, like I noted, doing it in the middle of the week, it'll have its own plus because downtown it's busy mm-hmm. during the week. Businesses as well, by walking in and around them, if you will, not in the businesses, but out in front, it kind of generates that buzz of, hey, what's going on out there?
Yeah.
And well, people could find out quite easily what is happening. And if people are only able to come out to the barbecue, though, that's fine for them. They'll obviously have to pay, but that'll be open to anyone who just wants to come support the cause too that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And funds raised is going to be supporting the same cause, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, in case someone is just joining us, let's jump back into that cause that will be supported, being mental health and the tie-in with the Saskatchewan Abilities Council and what their role is in fighting it. Dina, what again is Saskatchewan Abilities Council have running in collaboration with some of these mental health initiatives?
Sure. Just to recap, the Mental Health Drop-In Center is located at 83 North Street, so it's in the Sign Building. And one of the main goals is it's accessible to anybody. So, you know, it's in the closer to downtown Yorkton, yep. easy to get to, as opposed to the actual Saskatchewan Abilities Council, which is located out on Ball Road. So the Drop-In Center, it's easier to access by bike, transit services, you can even walk.
Yep.
And the main purpose is to provide a common location and an environment that will focus on programming, which facilitates personal growth, support, and community integration. So mainly it's just a place where there's no judgment. Anybody is welcome to come, spend time with your peers, gain some lifelong friendships, gain some social skills, and just build on those skills that are already existing. And 9 to 3:30, Monday to Friday, with some evening programming, and anybody is welcome to drop in.
Good. With that, I just want to make sure people know that there is a bit of a difference. It's my understanding then from other Abilities Council programs where there might need to be that registration process, signing up, being approved. And
correct.
This is separate, right?
Yeah, this is separate. So at the day program at the Saskatchewan Abilities Council, people are pre-registered and attendance is taken, and we keep track of who's coming and when and whatnot. But the drop-in center, it is strictly just pop in.
Any cost or anything like that?
Not to the drop-in center, no. So you can pop in, and there's pool tables, shuffleboard, there's always card games going, and then there's the evening programming that I mentioned that's called the TAG program. Mm-hmm. It's called the After Hours Gang. TAG is short for the After Hours Gang.
Okay.
And that's where they go out and about in the community. They do in the day as well,
mm-hmm.
but the drop-in center is always open. So if one staff member is staying back at the drop-in center, the other may coordinate an outing out into the community.
Yeah.
But it's always made sure that that drop-in center is open.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Again, we've been chatting today with Tiffany Holmgren with Western Financial Group and Dina Jessmer, Saskatchewan Abilities Council. What you've just heard is ultimately what is going to be supported through the funds that are raised through this event. And again, a perfect tie-in with Mental Health Awareness Month. Tiffany, Dina, was there anything else you really want to get out there in terms of this event, what people might need to be aware of before the 31st?
If you want to make a pledge, you can go to westerngives.com and go under the Yorkton branch, and right there it makes it super simple. Donate, and then it'll ask how much you want to donate, and you can donate directly to the Yorkton cause. So
mm-hmm.
westerngives.com.
westerngives.com. Registration forms, things like that, are they available either online, Western Gives,
yeah.
or should they come to the branch as well?
You can come to the branch.
Or at the Saskatchewan Abilities Council. We have the traditional old school pledge sheets available there
Very
too
nice.
If people want to do the traditional way of collecting pledges. So
yeah,
Western Financial Group or the Saskatchewan Abilities Council is where pledge envelopes are.
Now, if people writing out checks for family members, is it to directly to Abilities Council?
It's actually to the Western Communities Foundation.
Okay. Yeah. Western Communities Foundation.
So checks can be made.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much to both of you for being here today. All the best with it. Sounds like it's going to be a fabulous day. We'll hope for some great weather too. And if nothing else, hopefully people can come down for a hot dog or hamburger.
Absolutely.
If they can't make the walk. So
yes, thank you.
Great. So this has been all you ever wanted to know for today. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.